Hello there. It's me, your host, your king, your ringmaster, here with a feed drop of our next project, After School Wonderland. After School Wonderland is an all-ages actual play. That's right. I keep my potty mouth in check for this one. Played in Anamon's Story by Zach Baru. If you don't know Anamon's Story, it's very based on kid and monster cartoons like Digimon and Pokemon, where a kid has like an endearing monster partner. It's a wonderful game, very heartwarming, very sweet, and I think you'll agree that my cast did an adorable job with it. I'm recording this on the 21st of April, and until the 15th of May, we're raising funds for After School Wonderland so we can pay our cast and crew. So if you're at all interested in what you're about to hear, and the deadline hasn't passed, why don't you bring up that Kickstarter and kick us a little money so we can make this happen? Please enjoy After School Wonderland. We start in Kirsch House, the oldest and most distinguished residence on the campus. A weather-beaten building with gray sides and wild overgrown hedges. Kirsch House makes all kinds of sounds, and everything smells like uninvited sea air. The residents, who did not know what requesting single accommodation meant, huddled together by the light of a single plain white emergency candle, listening to a hurricane bash itself against the walls of their dorm, the power long since flickered out. A heavy thumping from the attic is just another strike in the chaos. So the three of you are seated in kind of an internal room in the house, maybe the dining room, let's say. There's a single candle and there's not much to do. And you have only known one another a couple days. Oh, and you do hear a thumping from the attic. I didn't make that up. That's for real happening. How's Misha doing?
Misha is drawing a little scribble, a circular, winding, noisy type of pen over paper. The very lazy, swirly hurricane that she's just taking as her notes. And there's just a page full of these scribbles over and over with hurricane in big bubble letters. It's a comfort.
And then maybe Sid.
Sid is actively trying not to let on just how tense the sound of the rain and the wind against these old walls is making him. He's pacing like a distressed cat, trying to keep that nervous energy in a somewhat respectable place rather than panic.
And we have Alexis.
I imagine that Alexis is trying to reassure the younger kids that it's okay, you know, we've got plenty of shelter here. This house is old, but it stood here for a long time. It's seen plenty of hurricanes, you know, the power's out and whatever, but that's just what happens. Like, we'll be fine. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. The attic's making that noise again.
I should probably go check on that to just make sure there's not like a leak or a loose board or something.
It might be a good idea to check on that, yeah.
I think Sid actually, like, jumps at this last set of thumping.
Okay. Are you two going to be okay down here if I go see what that is?
This place is clearly haunted, right?
No.
It's a possum or something, or a cat or something that got into the attic. There's no such thing as ghosts.
Right. It's the cursed house. It's known for being haunted. And you'll see that she's drawing little spooky ghosts onto her paper as well, as now it says Ghosticane.
No, it's not haunted. It's just old and creaky. You know what? Like, let's all go. And I can show you that there's no ghosts, that it's just old building.
Yeah, it's just an old building, not ghost. It can't be ghost.
Fine. But I think as Sid, like, walks to go with Alexis, grabs Misha's paper, crumples it up, throws it in the nearby wastebasket without even missing a step.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. Rude.
Rude. Misha, since you're, I think, a step behind on the way to the attic because you've stopped to do a new doodle, am I right?
That is correct.
I'd love a reflex test from you, please.
All right. That is my weak one. That is two dice.
I'd love you to roll them for me.
All right. I actually got a 5 and a 6. So that is 2 hits.
Something smells like smoke.
Guys, do you smell that? I think the ghosts are on fire.
Oh, crap. Was there supposed to be lightning with this storm or something?
What do I look like, the weatherman? I'm just the GM.
Okay, let's hurry it up and figure out what the heck this is. If it's fire, then we're gonna have an interesting night and probably have to bail for the next close storm. Great.
But, like, the rain and the storm is gonna take out the fire, so we got that going for us.
Hold on. Wouldn't the fire alarms have gone off, or is this place too old to have them?
Don't ask questions like that.
There's an extinguisher here, right?
There's a fire extinguisher.
Okay. Does anybody know how to use a fire extinguisher?
Yes.
Are you taking it with you?
Yes. Alexis will go get the fire extinguisher if there's maybe a fire.
All right. This is an old building. The kind where you have to reach up and unlatch a trap door to pull down a staircase leading up into the attic. When you're on this staircase, I'm sorry to report that it sways slightly under you. Whether it's your weight or the whole building moving with the force of the wind against it, it is hard to say from here. The noise is much, much louder once you open the trap door. And now you can hear a little voice.
It's gotta be around here. Look, man, where the...
And a plume of black smoke pours out of the attic.
Sid grabs onto Misha.
With Misha being significantly smaller than him, she's just almost tackled over as she's being grabbed, and she's just gonna push back a little bit. It's like, hey, watch it. What actually is there? I don't know if I'm supposed to run.
Hey, who's up there?
Nobody.
The pounding and clashing stops. The smoke does not.
Well, you heard him. Let's go.
No, nobody, whoever you are, you need to come down here. You shouldn't be up there. We're in the middle of a storm. You can't be setting the building on fire. Like, what dorm are you even in?
I'm in the dorm of the righteous.
That can't be right, because I'm supposed to have no roommates.
What?
No, I think he means the glorious dorm. It's the new one they put in, like, last year, I think.
The whole point of this entire weird haunted place is that we're supposed to have no roommates. I don't want extra people invading in. Please come downstairs.
It's not safe because of the hurricane.
And you hear the clashing noise again.
All right, you come down here or I'm coming up there.
What? Can't hear you. Sorry.
Okay.
What?
Alexis will go up the steps because she just assumes this is some stupid kid.
What?
Because those were some stupid kid answers.
Oh, you got one thing, right?
Sid goes, Alexis! And then, like, hesitates, thinks about it, looks at Misha, and, like, goes up the stairs just to not look like a total wuss.
Misha is just staying down a little bit and watching them go upstairs because if something just, like, explodes out of there, she doesn't want to be in the explosion. But she is, like, ready to walk up if it's safe.
The attic of Kish House is damp. Almost a little mildewy. It doesn't smell great up here. There is, in fact, a leak, I'm sorry to report. There are boxes in wild, wild disarray. There is a shape leaning against the wall that's covered in a velvet drape. The drape has been tucked behind one of the boxes, like a curtain pulled to the side of a window to reveal a mirror. And in the pile of boxes is a little creature. It stands a couple feet tall and looks like a goblin. If a goblin were manufactured out of old boiler parts, most of its surface is copper colored. Its eyes are two different sizes, both glassy with thick lenses. And built into its head, or perhaps being worn by it, is a large chimney that is pumping out black smoke.
Please tell me y'all see the robot too.
What?
That's an animatronic. We're clearly haunted.
What?
I think Alexis just sprays it with the fire extinguisher.
The creature absolutely hates this and hides behind one of the boxes. Like, hey, what? No, hey, hey, hey! No! Stop it!
Okay. What are you?
Just like a kid in cosplay?
Stovepip! Cheerio! To you!
Cheerio.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a ticket?
A what?
A ticket. Ticket.
Like ever?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Like a movie ticket, or what are we talking about? Also, why are you here?
Like a ticket. I'm looking for them. I need them. No one's allowed to have them. They aren't supposed to be here. Hide them, boss said.
I don't have one on me. I think most of them are digital now.
Okay, I'm gonna keep looking. Thanks for your help.
He starts going through boxes again.
When Curio made that noise, once again, I think Sid grabbed onto Misha a little bit.
And then immediately Misha pushes back. Stop it.
Just make sure you weren't gonna fall down the stairs.
I'm not gonna fall down the stairs. It's just a little freak.
Come on.
This very noisy toddler.
Found it. Thanks for your help.
And the little creature holds up something about the size of a shoebox. It is ornate and covered in like scrollies and swooshies, all in very bright primary colors, mostly purple. And it has a bow on the top. The creature tears the bow off and discards it, opens the box, looks at what's inside, and its little mechanical face breaks out into a big toothy grin. And you can see flickers of flame behind its teeth.
Yeah, I'm the best. I'm the best. Boss is gonna love this.
Alexis turns back to Misha and Sid and just kind of gives them a, should I spray this thing again? Look.
It's a little freak, but don't spray it. It really didn't like that.
No, spray it. Spray it again. Spray it till
don't
it stops
spray
talking.
It. No, I'm okay with it talking. It's kind of funny.
Misha.
That's me.
I've chosen you as the child I'm picking on today.
I deserve it. And so does she.
That's valid. The bow landed near you. And you can see the tag now. And it says, to Misha, Alexis, and Sid.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
I think those were for us.
What? No, mine.
I'm Misha, Alexis, and Sydney. I think that's my box.
No.
Yeah.
It's not mine.
No, I am Misha.
The little creature puffs out its chest and says,
I'm Misha. Now what?
Fire extinguisher.
Yeah, take that, Misha.
Hey, somebody grab the box.
I think Sid goes for it, if only to find out why in the world there's a box with their name on it up here and they've never seen it before.
The little goblin is off balance. I would love a reflex test from you, please.
Okay, that's actually my best one. I roll 4 dice on that. That's 4 successes.
Yeah, you snatch that box away from him while he's warbling and just being fire extinguished, which he hates. Oh, he's not doing good.
As Sid yanks it away, he's waving his hand and saying, okay, I think that's enough with the fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Alexis keeps the fire extinguisher going and tells Sid and Misha, like, go back downstairs. I'll be there in just a sec.
Is he okay being blasted with that stuff?
No!
Wait, does it hurt to get blasted with that?
Yeah!
Maybe stop spraying.
Are you gonna be chill if I stop spraying you with fire extinguisher?
I can't be chill. I'm a fire element animal.
Calm.
Yeah? Yeah, stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, then Alexis will cut off the fire extinguisher and just like sort of brandish it at Stovepip and be like, you know what happens.
Come on.
Be calm.
I'm very calm. I'm extremely calm.
Sid has had his grubby little hands in the box this entire time, by the way.
Okay, perfect. Sid, what is in the box is a trio of what look like compact mirrors. They're about the size and shape of an old flip phone. The front has a scrolly pattern on it, very Baroque, very elaborate, and it reads, Admit One.
The tickets are mirrors?
The tickets! They're not supposed to be here!
Yeah, sure. Sid grabs one and opens it.
You see a face in the mirror that is not yours. Is not human. No, what does the face in the mirror look like, please?
A little black cat, no discernible mouth, with a red scarf, and large green eyes.
Yeah, and you stare into the mirror, and this little creature stares back at you.
Aww, it's a cat.
What? No, it's not supposed to. Give me that, please. Give me.
No.
Boss, it's gonna be mad. Give me.
Nope, stay over there, or you get the hose again.
Alexis, Misha, they're just trick mirrors. Here, open them up. See what you see.
No, don't look in them.
Wait, which ones are mine?
You'll
are
die.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they're cursed.
Ignore
them. I told you. Wait, what if I die if I open it?
I'm still alive.
Oh, we don't die for real.
It could be a 7 days type situation or whatever. Like, Sid, you might be dying.
If you die in the mirror, you die in real life.
I'm not opening that mirror.
Sid, you know how to use a fire extinguisher, right?
Yep.
Okay, here. I'm going to hand you this. You give me the ticket thing.
Yep.
I'll look at it.
Here you go.
No, don't.
You spray this little fool if he tries anything. Yeah, okay. Then Alexis will grab one of the tickets and take a look at it.
Yeah. And the face in the mirror is not your own. It is not a human face. Whose face is it?
It's the face of a lizard with white scales and vertical pink stripes and sort of like a frill around its neck with a bunch of different moving colors on it.
Aww. It's a little friend. And it seems to be watching you as you watch it.
Looks like waves to see if it reacts.
Yeah, it actually, yeah, no, you know what? It does. It does wave back to you.
Okay, this is just adding more weird things.
Alexis, are you going to die?
Yeah.
I mean, like, eventually.
Just open the mirror, Misha.
Fine, but if I die, I'm going to get you. And then she opens it.
And the face that you see in the mirror is not your own face. It's not a human face. Whose face is it?
There is a round, squishy, translucent box. It has a bunch of like thick udon-like tentacles coming out from below its body. And it's got this like seafoam colored glow with a little brim of dark purple fluttering. It has these two bright yellow ovals of eyes behind this translucent figure. And dark purple ovals around those lights to give a feeling of eyeliner.
Gimme. Boss is gonna be mad. Gimme.
Who's your boss anyway?
Not you, that's for sure. I don't have to tell you.
Aims the fire extinguisher right at him. Wanna try that again?
He stances up, leans over, and aims his stovepipe hat at you.
Oh, what are you gonna do? Smoke me to death?
You hear him shout,
"Coal Blaster!"
Before you can do anything, before any of you can do anything, if you were going to, there is a brilliant light from the three mirrors. And soon the faces from the mirrors are no longer just faces. Heads, tails, tentacles, live and in person, right in front of you. The light from the mirror causes the attack to dissipate. Sparks fly in all directions into the snowy winter wonderland of fire extinguisher powder you have created in the attic of Kirsch House.
What? What's happening?
And standing in front of all three of you are the creatures from the mirrors.
The lizard over from Alexis's mirror is doing a 3-point hero landing stance and just looks over at Stovepip.
We're happening.
The jellyfish says,
"Worry not, Miss Misha. I will protect you."
The little cat is like, wait, we're supposed to be protecting them?
Yes, that you ruined our opening.
That is our entire job, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry. But they're so much bigger than I thought.
But there's three of us. We could take them. Ninja vanish!
He does a little, almost like a Mickey Mouse Steamboat Willie gesture with his arms. And big, thick clouds of oily black coal smoke pump out of his little hat until you can't see anything in this room.
Misha is just like using a hand and just trying to fan it away while covering her face with her shirt. It's like, what's going on?
Oh, Miss Misha, let me help you. And Jellyfish starts trying to help wave the smoke away.
The little lizard will just take a confident stance that nobody can see. We did it. Ran away. We win.
Hooray.
Whose reflex is the worst?
Mine. Misha's is too.
You see a shiny little coppery hand reach up and snatch the mirror.
Wait, no, that's for me. What are you doing? Where are you? Get him, get him. And she's like doing a boxing stance, but can't see anything.
One's good enough, I guess.
And you all see a purplish light flooding in from one corner of the room, filtering through the oily smoke. The room's not fully illuminated, but for a moment, you can see Stove Pip's little outline. And then the flash is gone.
Sid points where Stove Pip was. Come on after him. Come on, little cat dude.
Okay. Brady says before, like, taking a few steps towards the mirror and then turning around and looking at Sid and then turning and taking a few more steps and then turning back again. I'm not going by myself, right?
Got that big shield. Why don't you just come on? And Sid, like, runs forward, like, kind of just grabs Brady by the scruff as he goes.
Yeah. And the light is coming from that mirror, which has had the velvet drape torn off of it. And the Anemone know, because that's indeed what these creatures are, listener, that this is a portal to the city spectacular.
Alexis sighs and she's like, oh, okay, come on, little lizard dude. I'm responsible for Sid's well-being, so we gotta go.
Follow me into the spectacular. As the lizard throws his arms back into like a full forward run into the mirror.
Miss Misha, what do you like to do?
I want my stuff back. Let's go.
Very well, I'm right behind you.
And the three of you pass through the mirror as if there were nothing there. You pass through just a vortex of purple checkerboard patterns, twisted and distorted, until you all land in a very large space. Well, at least it's probably a very large space. It is dark here, and it's a little bit misty. Not smoky at all. And all six of you land.
Sid is full fighting stance as soon as they come through.
And you can see in several directions, Stovepip.
Oh, wait. Uh-oh. House of Mirrors. Uh-oh. Gotta go.
And he looks frantically back and forth between mirrors and makes a run for it and then bonks into a mirror and falls on the ground, scrambles back to his feet and starts trying to make his escape in another direction.
The lizard just points over into one of the reflections and just shouts over, yep, we're gonna get him right there. Come on.
All right, follow that lizard and bring the fire extinguisher.
I would love from the children, please. I would love logic rules, please.
Oh, no.
How did dice work in this game again?
You roll d6s equal to your trait, and you tell me how many fours, fives, or sixes you got.
And if you have a rank within your talent, you get to add that talent's rank in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should have a talent at one rank, so if that applies, add an extra die. Example, Misha's is math in all uppercase. Will that apply here?
Absolutely. This is geometry, baby.
Let's go.
Angles.
We got numbers.
I got one success, and I don't feel like I want to burn a bond strain this early, so I'm going to keep it.
Okay.
Misha got three hits.
I got two successes on three dice.
Nice. Misha, you know exactly where this little guy is.
Misha's eyes dart back and forth as she's able to figure out which mirrors are kind of misguiding and which ones have been bumped into and smudged and smeared by the Stove Pip bouncing and smearing the charcoal onto other ones previously. So she's able to narrow down the possibilities and immediately rush toward him.
Ah!
I want my stuff back.
Ah! This is my stuff.
He turns to run and bonks into another mirror, falls flat on his little butt.
And Misha's just like wrestling this weird little metal guy.
Return Miss Misha's property immediately.
I don't have it.
What's a blatant lie?
Sid, spray him.
Sid is holding the fire extinguisher in one hand and is holding the poor cat by the scruff in the other. And I think rather than use the fire extinguisher, Sid throws the cat at Stovepip and says, get him!
Why would you do this? I thought we were friends!
And now the three of them are like wrestling on the floor. Is it very obvious that Stovepip is still holding the mirror?
I think somewhere in the chaos, it falls out of Stovepip's hand and clatters to the ground nearby.
The jellyfish flies down and picks it up in her tentacles and says, ah, Miss Misha, I've recovered your property.
That's great. And she gives a big thumbs up while like clearly underneath Stovepip, who I think Stovepip might be like standing victoriously.
Run, don't let him get it. Bye! Ninja vanish!
And he pumps the air full of smoke again and scampers off.
The jellyfish Anemon floats up, expecting a repeat performance of the little grabby hands from earlier.
And I think there's an attempt made. You see a little grabby hand clutch up, but can't actually reach it. And then Stovepip seems to give up and scamper out. And slowly the smoke drifts out too. The smell of coal smoke gradually replaced with that almost sweet scent of smoke machine smoke.
The lizard from earlier is about 10 meters behind everybody else in that chase and gives a big, confident thumbs up.
Another mission accomplished.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
You did it.
I did.
Alexis, like, goes over to help Misha up. And then, like, Frady can be seen hiding behind the shield, like, looking around nervously. Like, is he... He's gone? He's actually gone?
He's actually gone, said the narrator.
Sid walks up to Frady and says, you're not really a fighter, are you?
Well, I mean, I'd prefer not to. I mean, you know, people get hurt when they fight. That's why I have, you know, this big shield and armor and stuff to make sure that I don't get hurt.
Sid looks at Alexis and Misha. Great, you get a jellyfish, you get a dragon, and I get a wusspuss.
He's a little small for a dragon.
No, I'm a dragon. I do things that a dragon do.
Okay. Well, then, what do I call you? Because little lizard dude isn't, I assume that's not your name.
Little lizard dude is fine, but I prefer to go by Fleazard.
Ah, okay. Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm Alexis. This is Sid and Misha.
Hey, little dude. Just as Misha's just waving over.
The jellyfish floats down and hands the mirror back to Misha and says,
I'm Blinkling, but I would encourage you to please call me Lady Lumi, Miss Misha. It's my pleasure to meet you.
And does like a little floating bow.
Oh, you're so adorable and formal. This one's good. Guys, mine can fly.
Minor correction. I levitate.
Mine can levitate.
The little cat peeks out from behind Sid's legs. My name is Frady. It's nice to meet you all.
Frady. Well, I guess that fits. And I think Sid, like, kneels down and gives Frady a little pat on the head.
Oh, you just hear a quiet little, like, yay.
I think you all hear the tinkling of music box music. And all around you in the mirrors, little figures that look like the shadows of ballerinas do sweet little pirouettes in the mirrors. And a figure steps out of the smoke. She is tall, impossibly tall, some 7 feet at least. And most of her body is a swirling nebulous silhouette. Very clear at the edges. It has a clear outline, but it's just darkness. and she is surrounded by these ethereal ribbons in all colors, but mostly purple. And she has long flowing purple hair.
"Welcome, travelers," she says, "to the House of Mirrors and to the City Spectacular. I am Silhouette, keeper of the House of Mirrors and minister of tourism."
And the little ballerinas stop their pirouettes and do a little clappy clap. You can't hear them. They're absolutely silent, but you can see them doing a little clappy clap.
Misha points over at her. "I told you this was haunted."
"Yeah, yeah, you were right. It's turbo haunted."
I think Sid and Frady are probably currently just taking turns trying to hide behind each other.
"As Minister of Tourism, it is my honor to welcome you to our city. If you need anything, please come visit the House of Mirrors, and I will be happy to lend you my aid. Do you have tickets with you?"
I do now," she says as she puts the mirror up. Does this count?
"Oh, the loyalty ticket. What a delight to see its bearer. I'm truly honored to meet you."
It's nice to meet you too.
Sid holds up his mirror, kind of straightening out a bit. Here's my ticket.
"Ah, the courage ticket."
"Seriously?
Why?"
Indeed.
"Sure.
Excuse me?
Is this like a fortune cookie thing where they give us a random word?"
"Misha, I'm still holding this fire extinguisher."
Don't spray Misha with the fire extinguisher, Sid.
"These tickets enable you, outsiders though you are, to come to the City Spectacular. We hope that you enjoy the show."
"Wait, how long's the show?"
"It never stops."
"But school just started and I need to go back."
"Oh, well, you're more than welcome to return. Here, allow me."
And she reaches behind, like, the folds of her ribbons, and she holds out a hand to yours as if to ask for your hand.
Yep. And she'll offer.
She pulls out a little stamp and stamps the back of your hand.
"Do I just tap this or what?"
"Mm-hmm."
Then she holds her hand out to Sid.
Sid slowly holds out his hand.
Her hand is, like, cool. Definitely colder than yours.
Is it sort of like porcelain?
Kind of. She's very gentle, and she gently pulls your hand toward her and gives you a little stamp.
"There you are."
"Okay.
May I see your ticket, please?"
"Sure," Alexis says as they, like, offer the ticket.
"Ah, the trust ticket. Very good. Thank you. May I have your hand, please?"
"Sure."
Stamp. And all of your stamps are different, it should be noted.
Are they our crests?
Shut up.
"Everyone in your world has a counterpart in the City Spectacular. Your tickets allow you to meet one another."
Wait, so there's a third Misha?
"Oh no, there's only one Misha."
"What do you mean by counterpart?"
Lady Lumi floats up. "She's referring to myself. I have the very good honor of being your counterpart, Miss Misha."
Do you mean like a pairing?
Mm-hmm.
Like a soulmate with a little guy?
Yes.
That's cool, I guess.
"Everyone here is reflected over there, and everyone there is reflected in here."
"Hold on, how am I reflected by Frady?"
Frady's ears just droop.
No, you're cute. You're cute, Frady. You're adorable. It's just, how?
It's not good to pick.
She sighs.
"Well, there's time for you to find that out, I suppose. The mirror you took to get here was not the only entrance, by the way."
"Oh, crap."
"Now that your tickets have been taken and you have been stamped, you can use any mirror you like. Please try to enter and exit during intermission to reduce disruption to the other guests."
When is that? Intermission. How would we know so as to not cause a problem?
Oh, it's currently intermission.
And how long does that last?
Until the mirror gets bored.
Is there a median time for how long it takes for a mirror to get bored?
You hear in the distance the sound of a trumpet.
Please allow me to escort you to City Hall. Take your seats. The show is starting.
And she gestures toward one of the mirrors, and there is a sweep of darkness that comes over it, and it is replaced with a doorway. And again, the little ballerinas clap.
I mean, I guess since we're here, we can go back whenever we want.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to outlast the hurricane.
You can see the, like, I hate everything about what the two of you just said written on Alexis's face, but, like, she also can't let the two of you just go. So Alexis nods and's like, yeah, okay, I guess.
One more thing. May I borrow your ticket, please?
And she holds out her big, cool hand.
Are we getting them back?
Yes. I live here.
Sid hands his over.
Thank you.
She opens it and turns it around and points the mirror at one of the little ballerinas. And then on the top portion of the compact mirror, writing has appeared. It's scrolly and baroque and dramatic. And it says,
"The adorable Umbrette. This Anemone is always working hard and rehearsing so that it can be the best performer it can be."
At the bottom, it says, "Fairy Dark." And then she closes it and hands it back to you.
Oh, cool. It's like a Pokedex.
Oh, God.
Everything in our world is reflected in yours. These tickets will help you navigate those reflections.
Oh, God, we're being hunted by an enemy.
And all of the Umbrette, except the one she pointed the mirror at, do their little clappy. And the one she pointed the mirror at does a little bow.
Okay, that's handy.
That's, if we're going to be here a while, that's useful. And she's now visibly scribbling onto her journal again of a little Umbrette. But it's that, you know, that scratchy, scribbly scrying over the page of pretty shapeless, but it vaguely is that silhouette. And then she's going to look over towards Alexis. Hey, Alexis, do you think that you're going to be in trouble because you're not attending the other students and it's been a little while?
Please don't remind me of my responsibilities right now.
Because there's like a couple dozen other kids that like don't have you around.
Yeah, I know, but they're not in a haunted alternate mirror dimension filled with, You can see her, like, start to say the word monsters and then goes, creatures.
Well, it just said fairy.
We're Anemon. I specifically am a fairy, as are the Umbrette. But Stovepip is what's called a machine.
Right. Well, the rest of the kids aren't, you know, like waves a hand at the everything, aren't here, so I'm going to be here while you two are here.
That makes sense. Do you think all the other kids have like a other, you know, counterpart as well? Like all the kids that you're like neglecting right now have little guys here too.
Why do you keep saying it like that?
I mean, like, what's the worst that could happen? Come on.
I think it might just have been you three sheltering in Kirschhaus.
Everyone else's families love them.
Or like maybe they were sheltering in another place, but at the time of the incident, it was just you three in Kirschhaus. After all, you three are the only ones who didn't know that if you request single accommodations, they put you in the most run down, beat up, fully cursed building on campus.
So it is cursed.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, this feels more like a blessing to me.
Why is this a blessing?
We get to go to another world with cool monsters, gestures at Fleazard and not Frady.
My parents will be bigger monsters if I don't get good grades.
Misha, you're smart enough to pass your classes and mine. I think we're good.
I can't pass it if I don't show up. Attendance is like way too much at this school.
Or, you know, if you get eaten by something.
Or that. There are dragons here.
Yeah, I think while you guys are squabbling, you hear trumpet again.
Oh, come, the show is starting.
All right, kids, let's go see what this is.
Please take your seats and enjoy the show.
I will not.
I just imagine Misha's like taking a seat with like Lady Lumi in her lap, like a popcorn bucket.
Aww. Yeah. Because that is fully the environment you are in. These are theater seats. This is a big top. There are theater seats with plush backs and big armrests. They're, I don't want to say people all around you because they're human shaped, but they're slightly monstrous in some way or another. One person has like ears that not only go up into a point, but continue into like antennae. You've got a person who's fully just got a pig's face. And they are all watching the stage as the lights begin to dim. And you notice that there are seats reserved for you. They say reserved at any rate. And they've each got the same mark as the little stamp silhouette put on your hands.
Okay, this is really cool.
This reeks of destiny. I don't like it.
Alexis, you are so boring. Like, we're in another world with monsters.
A little bundle of leaves sitting next to you says,
"Hey, who are you calling a monster, jerk?"
Sorry.
That's right.
Scans the willow leaf creature.
Mayplead. Plant, wind. Although this little creature is ordinarily nervous, don't be fooled. It has a strong-willed personality.
Sorry, Mayplead.
Thank you. Now, shh.
The lights start to go dim. There is a loud snapping sound as a spotlight kicks on, illuminating a single circle at the center of the big top. Standing there is a tall figure. He looks like a bug, specifically like a wasp, wearing a top hat with a waistcoat and tails and a cane.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to City Hall! I am your humble host and even humbler mayor, Sting Master!
And the crowd goes wild.
Today, I am thrilled to report that we have made contact!
And the crowd cheers again.
I think Alexis is just like, oh no. Oh no.
Remember, it is a misdemeanor and against current bylaws to interfere with mirrors during our contact time.
Wait, what? As Misha's just like staring forward of like the whole, oh no.
Any questions should be addressed to our Minister of Tourism, who sadly could not be with us today. And now, I present to you, Caljoke!
And the audience goes nuts as an Animon dressed like a rodeo clown who is also a cow starts bumbling around the stage.
Guys, are we criminals?
No. We got here before then. I just thought they were gonna, like, single us out for being the contact with the outside world.
That's good. I don't really want a spotlight right now.
Yeah, like, didn't she say that she was the Minister of Tourism the way you stamped us? So we should be okay.
And I think I've got one more scene because I would just like to be a little bit self-indulgent. There is a trailer. Looks kind of like a carriage, like it should be hitched up to something in darkness. It's a little bit broken down. And it is near what look like fairground attractions, none of them working. All of them shut down, some of them in disrepair.
Sorry, boss. Sorry, I couldn't get him. They sprayed me. No, okay. Let me do it. I can do it. Right. We'll just move on to the next phase. No problem. No problem.
After School Wonderland is a production of Cosmos Cameo Studios. I am your host, your Vespine Ringmaster, Kat. Editing, sound design, and music are by the inimitable Kathleen Childs. Sid is played by Gnome. Misha is played by Jordan Cuttlefish. And Alexis is played by Mike Pardue. We are playing Anamon's story by Zach Baru. See you next time.